rather than the left. It's according to a Pew Research Center survey that was conducted between February 22nd and March 4th of this year. Of 5,000-plus U.S. adults surveyed, over 77% of the Republicans and Republican-leaning independents say they are fatigued by the news. 61% of Democrats and Democratic-leaning independents felt that way as well. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The White House confirmed that Kelly Sadler is no longer employed by the administration. Now, she was the aide who made some comments that were disparaging towards Senator John McCain. This is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms, unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol, quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
This weekend, President Trump will take part in the G7 summit in Canada. White House Economic Advisor Larry Kudlow shares the president's agenda.
The United States now has the fastest growing economy in the world, according to the OECD, or at least the fastest growing economy among the industrialized nations. Second, there will be trade discussions, as you might imagine. Third, there will be some important bilateral meetings. President Trump will be meeting with Prime Minister Trudeau and President Macron, important bilaterals. And finally, I think one of the key points, of course, on the eve of the North Korean summit in Singapore, one of the key points will be shared security issues among the allies.
Kudlow also reminds us one key point regarding trade.
Don't blame Trump. Blame the nations that have broken away from those conditions. Very important point, all right? I'm not here at the podium to call out countries and individual names and so forth, but you know from our own work, Trump's trying to fix this broken system. It was a good system. I agree with you. And it lasted for a bunch of decades. But that system has been broken in the last 20 years plus.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
2 years ago, more than 500 business and political leaders came to New Jersey's first ever business summit in Atlantic City. They discussed how they could work together to solve key issues hampering our state's economic growth. And out of that summit came action. We saw taxes reduced and the trust fund for rebuilding our infrastructure fully funded once again. Many of the summit's participants came together to create Opportunity New Jersey, a coalition dedicated to making our state more competitive and more affordable. In this election year, Opportunity New Jersey wants to make sure both candidates support common sense fiscal policies that will meet these goals. That is why Opportunity New Jersey will host the 2017 Affordability Summit on Monday, September 18th at First Baptist Church of Lincoln Gardens in Somerset. Join us at this Affordability Summit and add your voice to those who want to see New Jersey move forward. To register, call Opportunity New Jersey at 609-393-6998. That's 609-393-6998. Or visit opportunitynj.org.
This message sponsored by the New Jersey State Chamber of Commerce, the New Jersey Broadcasters Association, and this station.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before you even begin.
The actual price of a college education today could cost more than $200,000. Even if you don't qualify for financial need-based assistance, Premier College Funding can help you and your family cut college costs and find efficient ways to pay for college.
Call 908-788-3799 for a free consultation or visit us online at premiercollegefundingllc.com. Getting a college degree doesn't have to break the bank.
Are you in business, not a member of the chamber? Come to the Hunterdon County Chamber Expo to see what it's all about and meet other business owners. Enjoy the restaurant showcase and enter to win the door prize just for business entries. The Chamber offers special benefits for new memberships during the Expo. So join us at Next Level Arena on Case Boulevard in Flemington on Thursday, November 9th from 2 to 7 p.m. Don't miss it.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, para-planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
All right, welcome to Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Good afternoon. This is Hunterdon Chamber Radio streaming live on Facebook today. And I have a very special guest for you. She's actually celebrating her business's 36-year anniversary this year. And you may know her as Madalena's Cheesecake. She's Janet Madalena. She's in the studio. We're going to talk to her about those amazing cheesecakes and all the other wonderful things that they do over there and sell in East Amwell and Ringo's, New Jersey. But for right now, let me give you the update on the weather forecast. This afternoon, a slight chance of showers after 3 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high of 71. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low around 52. Mostly sunny all day on Thursday with a high of 76, and then partly cloudy with a low around 55 on Thursday night. Sunny all day on Friday with a high of 82, and then a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Mostly cloudy with a low around 61 on Friday night. Chance of showers and thunderstorms continuing. Mostly cloudy with a high of 78 on Saturday, and then showers likely. Mostly cloudy with a low around 60 on Saturday night. Chance of showers continuing on Sunday, mostly cloudy with a high of 75, and then partly cloudy with a low of 55 on Sunday night, and then mostly sunny, as typical, all day on Monday with a high of 79, and then mostly clear with a low of 55 on Monday night, and sunny again with a high of 80 on Tuesday. So thank goodness we have some good weather in the forecast. But for now, let me just introduce you to my guest again. Her name is Janet Madalena. She's with Madalena's Catering and Cheesecake. How do you say that exactly right?
Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering.
Oh, they got it. Mm-hmm. And servicing, like, where? Where are you guys? I know you're located in Ringo's, New Jersey.
We're in Ringo's on Route 31. We service...
Pull your mic a little closer.
We have lots of local customers that come out and see us and stop in to purchase cheesecake from us in Madalena's. We also have supermarkets that sell our cheesecake anywhere from North Jersey down to New Egypt. We have restaurants that sell our cheesecake, and one of our oldest and favorite supermarket families is of course the Kalalilo family. They're the first place we ever sold our cheesecake.
Is that right?
Flemington ShopRite. And then of course they I don't remember if Clinton was back in 82, if they owned Clinton then or if they when they added, but we started in Flemington, went to Clinton, and then Phillipsburg from there. They opened Yardley and then Bethlehem.
Wow.
So it's five stores right there owned by the
What a Kalalilo. Success story in itself. Just that's so cool. We love Joe Kalalilo here at the Chamber. He's one of the Chamber board members forever and ever, of course. And Janet's also a mutual 110 Chamber of Commerce member. And we encourage anyone who's watching, if you're not and you have a business, you're missing out on everything because I love our relationships that we have through the Chamber.
It is a great group of people, and it's a wonderful you know, thing to be part of, the camaraderie and the sharing, you know, the business networking. It's very powerful.
It is, and it's a small club, really. Even, you know, there's so many members, but it's just a great group.
Yep.
So, okay, let's start at the beginning. Okay, Janet, tell us about how did Madalena's even start in the beginning?
Okay, many years ago in the 80s, 1980, I married my husband, Gene, who was born and raised in Hunterdon County, right here in Flemington. He went to Central, and, you know, this was home for him. He went to the Culinary Institute of America, and he wanted to, he worked as a chef in country clubs. We met at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club.
Oh, actually. Is that right?
I had a summer job there, and that's where we met.
Aww,
but when we got together and we started our life as a married couple, we started out working in a little restaurant in Somerset, and the reason that we went there after he left the country club was he was given an opportunity to start. What he did at the restaurant was separate from the catering, and the catering could be his own.
Okay.
So he wanted that opportunity, and that lasted for about a year. And the business that particular business closed, and we decided at that point to see if we could start something on our own. And during that time, he had developed the cheesecake recipe. He had been making 6 bundt cheesecakes every week for just, you know, the walk-in business that would come in and buy dinner or whatever, and so. Everybody said, that's a great cheesecake. You really ought to go into business for yourself. Of course, it seemed a little overwhelming and outrageous because at the time we had a 3-room apartment, and to own a you know, a cheesecake company or bakery just didn't seem at all in the future. But we decided when we wanted to open a catering company, really, well, that's what he wanted. He wanted to cater. He enjoyed that. He wanted to do that for himself and on his own terms. Wasn't really interested in a restaurant or a deli. He wanted to cater, and he thought, well, if we do that, if we don't have a restaurant or a deli, we need something to balance, you know, the business, and the cheesecake seemed to make sense. So we opened the business, basically, and started making cheesecake, and as we built up our catering, you know, our clientele and developed the business, they both kind of grew together. But the cheesecake always was more famous.
Oh, it's infamous. Like, and I know that sometimes people say that's not the right word to use because it's like that. It is literally famous.
Yeah.
And it must be so rewarding because everybody does know when they hear the word Madalena's, they know cheesecake, they know Madalena's cheesecake. I mean, how the branding is incredible.
Well, it does make you feel proud. I know when we started the business and we decided to name it Madalena's, we mostly did that because, you know, it's a beautiful name.
It is.
And we felt comfortable with it. But I know some of Gene's family was a little nervous that we might, you know, hurt the family reputation or whatever. So fortunately, we've done the family proud for all these
they
years.
They probably are out for dinner. They hear the name and they're like, can I have some of your cheesecake? And it's like, oh, that's my sister or cousin or whatever.
Yeah. So that's been good. But we're, you know, we've been at it for a really long time. We opened the business on April 7th, 1982, And we started in Flemington, a little place that Sam and Dick Stodoff owned, the old rubber mill.
Oh, I did not know that.
Maple
really?
47 Maple Avenue.
Wow.
That was our original address. And when I got pregnant with my first, and we weren't planning at that time, so it was a little bit of a surprise, and we started to get a little nervous about how we were going to manage because we were working an awful lot of hours. And we just, for some reason, we started to look for a house, and we found a house in Ringo's. And when we looked at it, the house was very nice, but what really excited us was the man said, well, I'm going to rent the rest of this property to a business. As long as you're comfortable living in the house, knowing that, you know, there will be a business behind you on the same property, we have a business.
I love there's no coincidences.
Yeah, so it was very exciting, and we had to wait for them to approve us.
That's
and
really
and
how
that.
It worked
so,
out.
So, that, you know, it took about a day to hear back that it was okay and that they would offer us the opportunity, and we were thrilled because that meant that we could have our family and work on one in one place and not have to
miss. You don't have to go to work, you just go outside and then you're right there on location anytime.
If we had to be separate, we would have both missed
so much time
together and so much time with the kids, and we were able to make it work, and it was a blessing because our time together was cut short. And when I look back, I know that, you know, all the time, all the years that we were together, we spent a lot of quality time together because we worked, we built a family, and we built a business, and we did it together.
Oh, I'm literally teary-eyed because I think that's such a beautiful story so far, and I can imagine how you do feel about that being the way to get going with just such, you know, your heart and soul and your love in there. Okay, I'm not joking. I'm Jeannie Murphy. This is Talented People. Janet Madalena from Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering from Ringo's, New Jersey, but known all over the world, is here in studio today talking about how that business became what it is today and what they're doing now. So stay with us. We're going to go to a quick break. I'll be right back.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
This is Tony Clark, Para Planner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody right there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
At the restaurant. All right, so I'm so excited. I'm just like so lucky. I'm so lucky, okay? Because this is Talented People. I get to talk to talented people, but I get to hear these stories right here in the studio that you get to hear, and I also get to hear some extra stuff on the commercial breaks. But I'm Jeannie Murphy, and this is Talented People again, and my guest today is Madalena's Cheesecake, owner, founder, along with her husband at the time, her late husband, Janet Madalena. And this is just a great story. So go ahead. Now, you told us that you and your husband had met at Fiddler's Elbow Country Club. Yes. And then while she was pregnant with the first child with him, they moved from Flemington here off of Maple Avenue over to Ringo's, where that they were able to actually have their business location on the same location as our house. We're on the edge of our seat. And then what happened?
Yes. Well, so my husband, Gene Madalena, and I ended up in Ringo's, and we managed to raise our family and bake all those cheesecakes and cater all those parties and do everything from 50 feet from the house, basically. So it made raising a young family possible. We were able to find a lovely young girl. Her name was Becky Gunn, and she lived about 2 miles from us, and she was in high school at the time. Hired her to be our babysitter. She wanted to be a nanny.
Wow.
And back then there was a school That's called so cute. The Sheffield School of Nannies, and I think it was in Hopewell. She went to the school. She made us her host family, and she became, you know, an actual official nanny while she worked with us. And she took care of my kids until they were 8.
Oh, my God.
Until the youngest was 8. So,
and Hopewell's right around the corner from
it
you.
Was, yeah, and she lived in, I guess she was considered East Amwell as well. But it was a beautiful thing because, you know, she could work. I could work all night if I needed to. Not that it was something I enjoyed. But back then, Gene used to work a couple nights a week. He'd pull all-nighters, and I'd go out there. Sometimes 3 o'clock in the morning and work with him. And when Becky was still in high school, I would go in at 7:30 in the morning. She'd jump on the bus, and at 2:30 she'd come back, get off the bus, take over with the kids. I'd go back to work.
Oh my
God!
So
whatever they needed, I would just jump in and do. I mean, there were different times.
Did you have like a lot of demand then too? Like, were you? What were you doing? And how long does it take to make a cheesecake? As like when you were starting? Like,
well, back then in those earlier years, we were doing much higher volume than we do now, actually. And so now we would bake a bowl of cheesecake will hold about 120. We baked on the average of 18 to 24 bowls of cheesecake in a day.
Oh, my God.
So it was a really big, long day process. And we had a lot of, I think back then we had about 14 full-time people working for us. And it was quite a big job. And then we would work all week to make cheesecake. And our catering was at its peak, I think, then. Mm-hmm. And we would start sometime midday Friday and turn the whole shop into a kitchen and then start working on whatever we were catering. And so we worked pretty much around the clock, which is why it was nice not to have to worry about a commute. Or
oh, yeah. Living right there. I just, and also the whole nanny thing is adorable. Yeah.
And it was beautiful, too, because we would cater for, you know, local businesses and people that knew us well, Steve Califer or the Glassman family that they both used us for 30 years. And
love them.
They would invite, you know, it was okay for me to bring the kids as long as they were cared for by Becky. They were safe, but they were nearby and they got to have fun at the party. And then we were able to again, not have to miss out seeing them for another day.
Yeah.
And that was great. The hardest part was when the kids got to be around 12 or 14 and we started asking them to actually work for us.
Yeah.
That transition was not easy for those guys. So, yeah.
And they still work with you now.
Oh, they do. They do.
That's amazing.
Yep.
So now along the way, okay, so then your husband Gene passed away, which that must have been devastating.
It was very devastating. He had kidney cancer, and from 2001 to 2009, we lived with that. And so the business, I look at it that those were the years that we lived in survival mode, more or less. So the kids and I didn't learn, truly learn how to build a business or grow a business for all those years, because we were managing to do business and get by. But it was mostly about making sure that Gene was healthy, making sure that he wasn't worked too much. But we were fortunate enough to do well enough to
sustain
to make our bills, to pay our mortgage, and but we weren't getting rich at all. But we were together, and we were busy, and we were fine. And so that all was good. But after he died, it was a bit of a challenge, because I didn't have any business experience. When we met, I had graduated from college as an art student, so I had no food service, no business experience whatsoever. And everything that I learned over the years, I learned, you know, on the job or from him. I didn't learn. I do all the cake decorating. We do wedding cheesecakes and things like that.
Oh, my God, it's so cool.
But I'll never forget, he was teaching me how to decorate cakes, and I was decorating for about a year, and I still wouldn't finish the cake and put the roses on, because to me, if they weren't perfect, I'd make him do it, until he hired his cousin, who came along and started decorating the first week she was there, and started throwing, they weren't the best looking roses, but she was doing it.
Yeah.
And I was like, I can't let her start doing roses. So it forced me, you know, it just shows you the difference in the personality.
Oh, absolutely.
Style.
Yeah.
So I've learned kicking and screaming along the way, everything I had to
Isn't that amazing? And so then you turn into the businesswoman that you are today, because people know you as Janet Madalena, because you're all around. And we all appreciate that. So I know that, you know, celebrating 36 years and talking about how you've gotten there. Tell us about some of the things that you want to mention in your cards over there today.
Okay.
Well, your story is fabulous.
Well, thank you, Jeannie. Again, we're going in a lot of different directions. We are and have been a catering business. So, as you know, we cater parties for small, you know, smaller events up to very large events. When I was getting ready to come here today, Matt Miller, who is my special someone, and my right hand, threw all these things in here for me and said, you got to mention all this stuff.
Yeah, so, let's go through it.
So Thanksgiving time, we do a Thanksgiving dinner. It's a complete dinner. We do, the turkey is cooked for you in our oven. We send it home hot in an insulated box with all the sides. The sides get heated in your oven. And when they're ready to go on the table, open up the insulated box, carve the turkey, and you are good to go.
That is just so cool. And I just want everybody to know that what she was talking about with that is available at Thanksgiving time, obviously. But it is kind of cool when you first told me about how you started doing that, and now you have like 100-plus families every year growing that they would like to have that pre-done turkey dinner, which is like, pay attention.
So that was really awesome. And you know, to sidebar a little bit, back around that time this past year, Matt said to me, we really ought to change our sign on 31. You know,
get back over the microphone. Yeah.
I don't think people are noticing it as well as they should. And so we ought to do some photographs. And so Jeff, my youngest son, is an amateur photographer and does beautiful work.
Oh.
So I said, you know, Jeff, we need to take some pictures of the cheesecake and the apple pie, and I want to do it today. So we went out on our deck, and we set everything up, and we got this great shot, and then it was, you know, we're kind of arguing like we always do, because we are the dysfunctional Madalena family. but I was like, you know, take the shot. Mom, it's good. Take the shot.
That's so funny.
You know, and the pictures came out so beautiful. So we looked at them. I turned them into, you know, the art that I needed to, and sent them to Bill Nemec, who's a local guy, and he did the turn them into the signs for us. They came back a week later. They were in the office for about 10 minutes when I said to my older son, Gene, get out there and hang those signs. And he did, like, the day that he... So right off the bat, it was interesting, because we've been there for 36 years, but we haven't been
kind of a storefront?
Yeah, not really. You know, people would pop in, but not on a regular basis.
They didn't know you were there, probably.
Yeah. Because our business is on 31, but our house is closest to the road. Mm-hmm. So people would drive, and there were all these evergreen trees across the front. So they would drive by and kind of peek down the driveway, but they weren't sure, even though there was a sign out there, and it might have said open or welcome, but they still were afraid to come in so many times. So a few days later, my older son, Gene, decided I'm going to go out front and do my
clean
brother
it all
one
up.
One up my brother, I guess, is what, I don't know.
I love it.
Because I saw him go up the driveway with the forklift and a bunch of tools, and I was about to follow him. So I'm like, what is Gene up to now? But I got called back inside. By the time I walked outside up the driveway to see what he had done, it was like someone, you know, I couldn't catch my breath because we have 30 evergreen trees across the front of the property, and he cut all the low-hanging branches off of every single tree across the front of the property, taking away my privacy, you know, exposing my house that needs work and, you know, the front lawn that maybe wasn't mowed perfectly or whatever, or never is. But I was so upset with him, and we were arguing about it on the front lawn, and he's saying, Mom, if you don't like it, the customers need to know they can come in. You should rent the house and move somewhere else.
Oh.
By now, I'm ready to punch him. And all of a sudden, two cars drive past us to come in. And
oh, it's like, what a story. That's so great.
Truly, at that point, it was a game changer.
Yeah.
And so then we were busier and busier and busier leading up to Thanksgiving when we did the dinners. And the dinners went from increased by somewhere around from 70 families to 107 this year. So we were really thrilled but a little bit anxious, and like, we got to make sure we don't mess this up. So Scott made extra, you know, our chef Scott Bevis made extra turkey and extra everything. And just in case we made a mistake, in case we missed something or overlooked anything. And turned out we didn't. We were thrilled. But afterwards, we had leftover turkey. So
I just can't even imagine everybody out there, because we're all sitting there going, just making one turkey for Thanksgiving is like enough of an undertaking, much less having 120.
Exactly.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
And you do
it,
so much for nonprofits and support, too.
Yeah. Well, it was crazy. So afterwards, he said, I'm going to make turkey pot pie with the leftover turkey, because he did make a lot of extra. And so he said, I'm going to wrap it up and sell it up front. And I thought, oh, maybe, okay. You know, we had never really sold anything like that in the front, just cheesecake. And a week later, his 25 turkey pot pies were gone. He made like this huge, heaping 5-pounder. And so something's going on here. Maybe I think we're on to something. So he made chicken pot pie, and then he made a Jersey pot pie, which is pork top sirloin and ground beef.
Wow.
And then we started shepherd's pies and soups and different grab-and-go items. And surprisingly, you know, we just got busier and busier and busier. So it's been a nice, surprising change that wasn't really planned. It kind of happened by accident. We decided to change our sign, and then Gene decided, and you know, so all those things, you know, craziness that go on in a family.
I just want to say to everybody out there, I know that if you're watching this, and if you're in at least the state of New Jersey, Hunterdon County particularly, I've watched over the years, because I do live in East Amwell, and my family used to visit when we didn't know it was a storefront. We just, some secret, we would buy them 30 years ago. But then all of a sudden I would start to see them, like you say, in ShopRite. Mm-hmm. It was like, that's the Madalena's brand. And then all of a sudden I'd see them in the end caps at like Little Brothers Liquor Store. You've got all these places that we can see. This is who's here today is Janet Madalena. That's what we're talking to. So just let everybody know. So go ahead again.
Okay. So
such a great story.
So all those good things happened, and so we have been taking advantage of the you know, the extra attention that we're getting, and Donna Coco from Coco's Cafe decided to close her cafe last January. And we were talking, and I said, why don't you bring the gelato machine to Madalena's, and you can still make gelato for your customers.
Wow.
And so she makes gelato for her restaurants. And I said, teach us how to make gelato. So we wanted to see if we could learn how to make something that was a little bit unique to us. And so she worked with us, and we blended gelato and cheesecake together to
make,
a dessert that we can sell.
Wow.
From Natalina's. They're mostly on our food trucks at this point.
Yeah, sure.
So that's one of the newest things that we're playing around with right now.
And you also have a reputation for your sticks.
So in addition to making cheesecake for supermarkets and for the little grab and go store that we have in Ringo's, we have food trucks or dessert trucks that we go out to food truck festivals, or we sometimes are hired to do a private event for a corporation, or Princeton University has called on, I think, 3 or 4 different occasions and had us go serve the students. They'll hire us to go for 100 people or for 500 people or whatever. And so that's another avenue for us to go out and have a fun day off-site. And it's a nice way for us to cross-promote our products.
So sure.
We'll go out. We'll get to hand somebody cheesecake on a stick. We'll dip it in chocolate and we'll add a topping. We make our own cookie crumb topping, so we make a chocolate chip cookie and a peanut butter cookie, and then we toast them kind of, you know, crunchy, and turn those into toppings. And then we use like an Oreo cookie crumb topping, a sprinkle. We'll toast coconut, add that, and mixed nuts. So those are, you know, in the fall we'll do pumpkin cheesecake with ginger snap cookie crumb.
Wow.
We've done toasted coconut, pineapple, cheesecake at different times. So it all depends on the event or the time of year. But those are some of the things that we offer when we're out on our food dessert truck. We also do a cheesecake-filled cannoli.
Oh, my God.
We make a cheesecake-filled cookie. We decided we would make our own unique cookie, a cheesecake filled cookie, and we made a graham cracker chocolate chip cookie, and then we take the two cookies and pipe cheesecake between them, and they're more like an ice cream sandwich.
Oh my God.
So that's really good.
And people can come right into the 31 building, and then they can just buy these things
they're ahead and order.
If
they want, you know, a substantial amount, like for a party or something, they can pre-order. But most of the time, they can stop in and get, you know, a small amount.
So I don't know if you heard that or not, but she's saying that Madalena's Cheesecake and Ringo's, you can actually go into their building and actually buy a cheesecake for dinner. So if you see them in the stores and you forget to get one, you don't have to worry, because you can actually go over there and get one. And then you can also, if you're having a party, all these parties going on right now, graduation parties, all these different events, Madalena's is there to cater for the food and the cheesecake. So don't forget, when you're looking for a caterer, that you get the caterer and the world-class cheesecake right here in Hunterdon County.
Absolutely. So, yeah, they can now come in and actually pick up food for dinner and dessert. Now that we have the grab and go.
That's amazing.
Last night I had someone come in right as I was trying to leave, and he bought 6 pot pies. He bought 2 shepherd's pie, 2 pork, Kahlua pulled pork, and a soup, and a turtle cheesecake. And it was
cheesecake.
Like,
oh my God.
It was crazy. I was so surprised, you know, that someone would come in and buy so much. And it just, you know, I don't get by here very often, so I'm loading up. And
that
was pretty
great.
Cool. That we love it because, you know, in the past, people weren't really, they would, a handful of people would stop in for cheesecake. And, you know, as far as the catered items, they were just when we catered a party. So now we have that to offer. So it's kind of neat to be in business for 36 years and feel like we're reinventing ourselves. It's something that we're enjoying, and we're exploring and figuring out what to do for summer months, because shepherd's pies and the chicken pot pies are probably the most popular. We also do assortment of quiches, but we keep thinking we should stop because summer is here, and these are, you know, comfort
winter food
but
type.
Every
but
time
we
like out, they're coming in and they're asking for them. So yesterday we made a whole other batch of shepherd's pie, and he's making chicken pot pie because people want it.
So, yeah. So hey, that's the way it goes. So plus, it has been a slow start summer. So
really, it's still been chilly.
Yeah, exactly. Like,
yeah,
raining.
Once we get into the 90s, things may change. But we're going to be doing a festival this weekend where is it? I have the Reddington Buffalo Farm. I
Oh, let me see. Are you doing the rock festival for the veterans?
Yeah.
That's us, you know. That's Colleen, you know, and Ben Strober.
Yeah, we're going to do that one, too. But the Reddington Buffalo Farm, I don't think I have that one, the paperwork with me for it. But and I believe it's this weekend. He didn't write down for me, so that's why I'm not sure if I have the right weekend, but I think I do. But anyway, that's another one that is happening. And we're going to start selling their buffalo burgers in Madalena's, the bison burgers. So that'll be just, you know, something else because we're going to go there. They're going to sell our cheesecake. We're going to see if we can, you know, bring their the bison burgers to Ringo's.
Nice. That's really cool. Yeah. All right. We're going to go to our break right now. It's already 3:41. We're a couple minutes ahead of time. That way we can regroup. And I think she's going to share a tasting, I'm hoping. So anyway, this is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. We'll be right back after our break. With Janet Madalena from Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering.
One of the biggest decisions in your lifetime is buying or selling a house. Choosing a realtor with strong client communication, technology, and marketing skills will dramatically improve your chance of success. That's why Hunterdon and Somerset's residents rely on Joe Peters. Joe believes his clients deserve a smooth and seamless experience, not a roller coaster ride. As a Coldwell Banker sales associate with 20 years of experience, he's helped hundreds of people to achieve their goals and dreams, no matter where they were in the buying or selling process. Joe accomplishes this by approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, he tries to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them his own. Then he takes the mass amount of data that's available and distills it down to a few understandable action points. And finally, he controls the entire process through technology and marketing. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let Joe show you how to take his professional expertise and put it to work for you. To contact Joe, go to jpeters.com or call 908-238-0118.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Jeannie Murphy, host of Talented People Radio, produced by Mariah Media. Our show is fun, and we specialize on interviewing some of the most awesome people from around the world. Tune in and watch our live stream on Facebook, and don't forget to subscribe to our YouTube channel so that you can watch past episodes. Talented People airs every Wednesday from 3 to 4 p.m. Join us for some fun. All right, welcome back to the show. This is Talented People. I'm Jeannie Murphy. Hope you're having a great day. It is already 3:44 on June 6th, and I'm with my guest today, Janet Madalena from Madalena's Cheesecake and Catering, world known, world respected, forget it, here right in Ringo's, New Jersey. So anyway, tell us about, you were going to show us some of your boards there. I want to see what you have.
Maybe 109.
Worldwide.
Anyway, I appreciate you. I wanted to show the pictures of the signs that I mentioned before. So is this a good...
I just want to make sure we can see them, and you should be able to see them, yep.
Is that good? Okay, so Jeff took the pictures. This is the apple crumb pie that we made.
Okay, hold it up a little bit more.
Right, like that.
Yep. Here, let me take it for a second.
Okay, you take
this is the picture of the award-winning apple pie. I'm going to go with this so you can see. This is like with the Madalena's brands, as you recognize. Okay, then.
Yep. And then the other one is the vanilla cheesecake.
So I should turn this way?
Yeah.
This is the vanilla cheesecake. Exactly. Everybody knows that.
So, you know, those were the, basically, those are the two shots
they're
that we
beautiful.
Took and put out front, and all of a sudden, you know, people go by and they don't read, or they see the same sign for 100 years, they don't pay attention. All of a sudden, we put these out there, and people started stopping in, and I'm like, they would say to me, I've been going by here for 35 years, and I've never stopped before. I'm like, well, why do you think you stopped this time? Not really sure. Maybe it was your sign. I guess. I saw it. It makes me hungry, you know.
Yeah. So, well, it does make you hungry. And it also is a reminder that you can go into the store if you can't get these otherwise. If, you know, you're just looking for some for dinner tonight or whatever. So go ahead.
So I brought cheesecake. I want you to, you know, feel free to taste whatever you want, Jeannie. I also have some of the gelato that Donna taught us to make. We have mint chocolate chip.
Oh my God.
We have a key lime berry.
Wow.
And this is the cookies and cream. So these two are blended with cheesecake. This one is going to actually have little surprises at the bottom. Chocolate cheesecake cut into chunks at the bottom of the mint chocolate chip. So it's a little bit different. But
and these you were saying that you have on your trucks when you go out. And then you also have them in your store.
Yeah, it's very, very new. We're not making a ton of them now, but we're playing around with it. It's something new for us, and we're learning.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to have to keep this. I'm going to have to keep them all. Yeah,
keep tasting.
Okay.
You're good.
I'll say.
So while you're eating, I could just talk about some of the stuff that's coming up, because we're going to be doing
so good
local events. Well, I'm glad you like it. Now, that's the mint chocolate chip.
The mint
right?
one. Mm-hmm.
Isn't that nice?
It's smooth. Like, it's not too heavy on the mint. You know what I mean? Because mm-hmm. it's got the cheesecake. Is that why gelato? It's just
That's mostly gelato under the
bottom.
I'm tasting in that one because the cheesecake is in the
down
bottom.
Down the bottom.
Of that one.
All right.
You gotta find the cheesecake in
it.
But I wanted to make sure everybody knew about the events that are coming up. We're going to be doing an event for the vets that basically is in honor of the veterans, and that's going to be at the Croton Gun and Rod and Gun Club. You and I are both involved.
It's just so much fun. Colleen out there, and Ben and Scott. We just want you to know. It's so funny. No coincidences. Everybody knows this rock festival. It's coming up in September, and it's to support the veterans. And guess who? Colleen and Ben Strover and Scott Bogart. All small little world here we have.
Absolutely.
Did you know Ben was from Ringo's?
Yeah.
Yep.
Ben and Scott were at Madalena's about 2 hours ago. We were, in fact, Ben's even helping out with the cheesecake side of the business.
That's awesome.
Yeah, he helps us with sales and stuff, so it's awesome.
Mm.
So we're going to
God.
We're happy to do that. We're looking forward to it. They're going to have some great music this weekend, and they will be good food, good music, and lots of fun people. So come on out.
That's
join us.
Delicious.
We're going to have our dessert truck there. Mm. And Dan's Backyard Barbecue is going to be there with his goodies, his barbecue stuff. So
delicious.
Look forward to a beautiful day. And later on the 23rd, we're going to be at Sourland Music Fest.
Oh, where's that at?
So that one's right in Hillsboro at the Golf and Country Club.
Oh, okay.
And that one benefits the Sourland Conservancy.
Mm.
So cookies and cream.
God. I'm so lucky. I'm all inside. It's delicious. Okay. So let's talk about a little bit about where do you think you're going from here at Madalena's? This is delicious.
Well, thank you.
I'm sorry. I can't stand it.
Well, where we're going from here, I've been doing this for 36 years.
Mm-hmm.
And what I'm hoping is that my sons will. Well, here's what I say. My customers come in and we talk. And I have this beautiful picture of my husband on the wall. And I always introduce them. If they've never come in before, I tend to. You know, the people that my guys roll their eyes because, you know, oh, here she goes again. But it's just what makes me feel happy. And I kind of introduce Jean to our new customers, and I tell them our story.
So sweet.
And I say that we're here to finish what he started. And I also feel that when I send a piece of cheesecake home or one of the apple crumb pies that he made or he taught us to make, that they're taking a little piece of Gene home with them.
Aww.
A little bit of his spirit, and I feel like he will always be remembered, and that, you know, it makes me feel that we haven't moved on without him, but he carries on, you know, he's around us
with
at
you.
All times. Mm-hmm. It's hard
it's
to imagine.
It's the sweetest thing. No, it's the sweetest thing. That's, how could anyone ever ask for more? You know what I mean? As far as how you met and your whole story, and then now how you remember him every day and introduce your customers to him. I mean, it's just got to be the sweetest thing. Let me show everybody this. I know I'm away from the mic, but this is this is the real deal here. I'm not going to have any because I already got some, but I'm going to show it to you. All right, this is their chocolate chip cheesecake. And this is the one I was telling you about that you can go and you can get it right at their storefront in East Amwell, right on 31 and Ringo's. But I want to just remind you, because you may not even know this, and I'm going to hold it up. I hope I don't do anything wrong to it. But this is the brand, okay? This is the box of Madalena's Cheesecake. And like I said, if you're in, like, Little Brothers or name some of the other places, ShopRite.
Oh, we're in ShopRite. We're in Pennington Market. Down
Pennington Market. Oh, that's nice.
We're in Morazzo's. We're in McCaffrey Supermarkets. They sell mostly
wow,
just
Princeton.
Our gluten-free. There's about five McCaffreys that we're in. Lambertville Station is one of the restaurants that sells our cheesecake. They sell our gluten-free cheesecake only. So if you go there and you're looking for a dessert and you need to eat gluten-free, you're safe to have a wonderful, delicious dessert. But if you're not in need of a gluten-free dessert, the cheesecake is still delicious because there's nothing about it that isn't just as good as our traditional cheesecake. So
what about if someone out there has like a restaurant or a store or knows somebody that has not, first of all, we already told you, but I'll tell you again, if you're looking for a caterer with cheesecake during all these summer months and all the parties and the baptisms and the graduations, they do this. They'll just come on location. You can actually have them do it all for you. Don't forget the Thanksgiving turkey thing too. But then if you're out there and if you're a corporate person and you want to have a corporate event, sponsors, they do all that. Mm-hmm. And then if you're a restaurant or if you know someone who has a restaurant and they would like to carry Madalena's on their menu, they're going to end up selling more desserts because when they see that brand, people are going to want, like you and me, to have a piece of cheesecake because it's Madalena's. So how would they get in touch with you?
Well, our phone number is 609-466-7510, and our website is www.madalinascatering.com.
Well, I just want to thank you for being here today. I have got to say that I have had such a nice time getting to know Janet. I had actually called her up and invited her out to our location at Moriah to see if she would be interested in catering some of the events that we're doing there. And so now we're working together that way too. And I'm so delighted because the more I learn about their whole family, the more about everything they do, your work ethics, your personality, everything you just told me about this story about how you introduced your clients to your late husband, Gene, your kids, the proactiveness of them going out and taking it out and making the front open, even if you didn't like it. And then all of a sudden people are like, that's Madalena's right there. It's just too much fun. So anyway, she also has a ridiculously excellent reputation for supporting nonprofits, as you might have seen, but also in the 100 Chamber community, because I hadn't really met you, but now, you know, all these overlaps that we've had and so on, and so many people respect all your work and what you're doing for your late husband and for your brand and your family.
Thank you, Jeannie. It's been a pleasure to meet you, and I'm looking forward to working with you. And building, you know, a partnership that we will have so much fun and meet so many awesome people.
Exactly.
We've already, like you said, we seem to know so many people in common, and it's going to be fun. And I look forward to getting started as
yes,
soon as possible.
That's right. We've got all kinds of stuff to share with you. So, okay, it's Talented People. It's 355 and Jeannie Murphy. If you want to look up Moriah events on Facebook, you can see more information. I'll share this video. If you want to share, it's great. If you know somebody who's looking for a party and they need a venue with Madalena, you should get all three. Or if you're just out there, you want something nice for dinner, just don't forget that you can go into the storefront or you can buy it in the store. So support Madalena's. Thanks for watching our show. Thank you for being here again.
Thank you, Jeannie.
And have a great week. Have a great week on Talented People. All right, bye.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
USA Radio News.
Today, President Trump, First Lady Melania Trump, and Vice President Mike Pence all took part in a hurricane preparedness briefing at FEMA headquarters. The president then delivered some remarks.
We've had three devastating major hurricanes that hit our country within a month's time. It's never been really anything like it. And in the case of Texas, it wouldn't even go away. It would come in, we thought it was gone, it would go back out. It would reload, and this happened three different times, Rock. That was a record raindrop. That was a record water drop on a state, and it wasn't even close.
The president is also continuing to prepare for his summit with North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un next week in Singapore. Congressman Mike Gallagher has some advice for the president.
That we have to be prepared to walk away if indeed they're not. That we have options in our arsenal, and we can simply increase pressure as part of the maximum pressure campaign.
This is USA Radio News.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product. And I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Gavin Newsom and John Cox will face off this fall in California's governor's race. Cox believes things have to change in California.
We need to get back to reality. The Democrats have made this the highest tax state in the country. And Gavin Newsom has made a promise to the people of California. He's going to double the state income tax. He's going to raise property taxes. And he's going to defend the gas tax, which has pushed the price of gasoline over $4 a gallon, way more than our neighboring states.
Republicans on Capitol Hill are continuing to fight for money to fund a border wall. Congressman Louis Gohmert says enough is enough.
We have got to get the wall built and secure the border. This is nuts. I mean, Stuart, I was thinking, you know, when a homeowner has a swimming pool and you don't put a wall or a fence around it and somebody comes in and drowns, the homeowner gets sued. I mean,
that audio courtesy of Fox Business. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
President Trump invited the Philadelphia Eagles to the White House to celebrate their 2018 Super Bowl win over the New England Patriots. According to the White House, the Eagles tried to change plans, and ultimately the president disinvited them to the White House. Today, the head coach of the Eagles, Doug Peterson, spoke to the media for the first time since this all happened.
We did something last season that was very special. It's a milestone here in the city of Philadelphia, our organization, and I was looking forward to going down and being recognized as world champions. And, it is what it is. What you've seen and what you've heard is enough. And I'm not going to stand here and discuss it because we got two OTA practices. I got a mandatory camp next week, and I'm focused on that.
Meanwhile, former Super Bowl champion Burgess Owens said good for President Trump.
I think what you're seeing is leadership, number one. These young men are beginning to see that what the expectations that should be had from all our young people, black and white, that is called respect. If you don't respect the office, you don't respect the White House, feel this is the time to demonstrate, stay home. At the end of the day, these young men of the next couple of years, next 5 to 10 years, may realize what they missed out on is they see that they're missing out on it and not the rest of us who really love our country and love the flag. And we like to make sure we respect it.
That audio courtesy of Fox Business. And finally, back on this date in 1944, D-Day took place, which is the day that the Allied powers crossed the English Channel and landed on the beaches of Normandy. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello.